The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Another hour, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hey, everybody, welcome to a Monday edition of What's On Your Mind from the studios of the legendary 550K Fire in Bismarck, Mandan. AM 1100, the flag, the 50,000 watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley. KTGO 1090, Bloomington, Tioga. Watford City, Williston. Newtown and the entire region. The Bakken region, as well as KLTC 1416 Dickinson right there on the western edge. University of Mary Monday today. Next segment, actually, we'll start a conversation. Always enjoyable with Monsignor James Shea of the University of Mary. I was there recently for a visit of Bishop Bob Barron. Bishop Bob Barron, who is internationally known. And millions and millions of views on YouTube. You look up Bishop Barron, started something called Word on Fire Ministries. He was speaking at the University of Mary. And my favorite part of this, I won't say this when Monsignor Shea is here because he'd be too embarrassed, but Bishop Barron's a big deal, for lack of a better term. He's just very well known and doing extremely well, as I mentioned. You know, the social media and within the Catholic Church is very well known. And he comes to the campus of the University of Mary, never been in North Dakota before, comes in, speaks to a number of different venues and groups going on with the students and supporters of the university. They have mass there. They have a little program, the whole thing. And the couple times that Monsignor Shea introduced Bishop Barron, both to the large group and also to the smaller group, Bishop Barron gets up and says, I'm not sure you need me here. You have this guy. It was very complimentary of Monsignor Shea, who does a marvelous job as the president of the University of Mary. Once a month, we just zero in on a particular issue and break it down from the perspective of how it's being dealt with on campus and talk about it from the perspective of the University of Mary's mission. So Jerome Richter, who's vice president of public affairs there, and Monsignor Shea joined me for a little conversation. Really welcome your input as well on this today on the program, so look forward to that coming up. What else we got going for you today? We also, I'll give you a little preview tomorrow. How about that? For some reason, I don't have my sheet I should have, Matt, about tomorrow, but I know what we have on, but where is it? Where the heck is it? I don't know. Anyway, I could print it on my brand new printer, couldn't I? From Advanced Business Machines, right here next to me. Oh, you should see the printer I have here, folks, now. Yes, I'm just very excited. I'm like a kid on Christmas morning with my new little printer here. Anyway, I'll find that. We have tomorrow Senator John Hoeven on the program. You know, there is a campaign going on right now, and it's, you know, the way the Democrats work, there's always a campaign going on, quite honestly. They're very good at politics. Not so good, in my mind, at the governing, especially in Washington, D.C. But Heidi Heitkamp has brought in, along with some other liberal senators in D.C., to this whole do your job campaign. And so they kind of are taunting Republican senators to say, do your job. So she and others are engaged in a campaign in North Dakota. They have people writing letters to the editor saying, Senator Hoeven should do his job. And what they are saying is that they want him to vote on the Supreme Court nominee, who's the most anti-regulatory guy that would destroy North Dakota's economy. So Heidi Heitkamp is a senator, in my mind, is advocating for Senator John Hoeven to vote on a guy that would destroy North Dakota's economy. It's unbelievable. And all the media loves this. They're all wrapped up in the do-your-job campaign and not seeing the forest through the trees and knowing what this individual would do if he was able to further advance the Obama agenda. And they don't have to look far. Look at the Clean Power Plan and everything else. So anyway, we'll talk with Senator Hoeven about that. And then the chiefs will be in the House with Fargo and Bismarck police chiefs on a talk radio town hall. We've done this once before. It's a fascinating conversation. Any and all concerns you have about crime in the cities of North Dakota, I would suggest you tune in on the program. We'll do that tomorrow in hour number two right here, and very much look forward to it. I also mentioned that over the weekend, we had a chance to catch up with a number of folks watching University of North Dakota hockey in another national championship, eighth national championship for North Dakota. Is that cool? And let's talk hockey first with one of the individuals we caught up with. John Bouchacross is the play-by-play voice you hear on ESPN. He loves hockey. He's great at hockey. And we talked to him before the game, so I wanted to talk to him after the game to say, well, what do you think? What do you think about those University of North Dakota Fighting Sioux, Fighting Hawks national championship hockey team? Here's what he said. Here's what he said.
Yeah, I know.
Here's what he said.
Like we talked about, if they played loose, they'd win, and they were loose from the get-go, you know? For a team looking to end a drought, they played like there was no drought, and that was the difference.
What do you think this means with this team? What does that, you know, kind of renew the dynasty in North Dakota?
Yeah, I mean, that's been a lot. They got a little records to go to do that. You know, you want to win another one, but maybe not next year, maybe the year after that. You know, bunch them together. That's the next step.
How many of these guys are going to be in the NHL uniforms next year?
That's a good question. You know, I'm sure at some point, you know, we'll see. Usually the over-under is probably around, you know, four. Their problem is they can't play this year because the season's over, you know. Had their season ended before, they may have signed contracts and played a couple games like teams do. A couple Boston College Eagles played today because they lost. So, you know, Brock Besser will be an interesting decision. I think he's ready to play pro hockey. He's really good. Schmaltz is an interesting decision. You know, he probably could come back, but he's also ready to play pro hockey if he wanted to. So it could be a big difference. It could be a different team next year.
How did Tampa do? How did this this weekend compare to the, you know, most recent championships?
Yeah, I love it. You know, I've been in Pittsburgh, Philly, Boston, and here. They've all been great. I like it here because you can walk from the hotels, and it's just a great setup here in Tampa. And the people love the warm weather. It's just after a long, cold winter, it's nice just to walk outside and not be all hunched over. So I think they should come back here every 4 or 5 years.
All right, next up is Doug Burgum. You run into him in the hallway and say, what in the world are you doing here, right? Don't you have a governor's race? Well, there's 10,000-plus North Dakota fans down there, probably a pretty good place to campaign, and he was circling the concourses, so we asked him what he thought of the big weekend.
It's incredible, Scott. I mean, what a feeling. I mean, I'm so happy for the team, the players, and everybody at UND and for the state of North Dakota. Two national championships for the state of North Dakota in 3 months. I mean, what state can be living that dream?
You're in the middle of a busy campaign. Obviously, 60-some days till Election Day, but there was no doubt you were coming here?
No, I got up at I got on a 5 a.m. Delta flight this morning, got down here. I'm heading back to Fargo, same tomorrow morning early, but wouldn't want to miss this. Just amazing.
You're a Bison alum, obviously, and a proud one, and there's always this kind of, you know, fun rivalry between the two that at times gets tense, but you didn't hear any of that this weekend, did you?
No, not at all. I mean, this is a great unity for the state of North Dakota, everybody cheering, and yet you'll see me in the Bison gear, but when it's hockey time, you got to be cheering for North Dakota.
There's a lot of that in North Dakota for sure. So let's switch gears, talk just a little bit about the campaign. Obviously, a big week for you in announcing your lieutenant governor pick. Started with a little bit of controversy. How you feeling after a few days?
Well, I think it's going fantastic. I mean, Brent is a complete rock star. Brent Sanford, mayor of Watford City, perfect compliment on this ticket. But I think people have asked me, you know, they said, hey, you know, he was, you know, supporting the other side only a few weeks ago. Well, in the private from, if I saw somebody on working for another company who was a rock star, you know, you didn't complain about it. You go try to hire him. You recruit him to your team, just like UND tries to recruit the best players. This is what I've done my whole life. You attract talent, you attract capital, you get them on your team, and I'm excited that Brent's on Team Doug.
What will you task him with? What will he be doing during the campaign?
Well, there's so much that he knows. One of the things that Brent and I both deeply agree on is that the need for really driving local control and local decision-making. The best government happens close to the people, and here's a guy who's been on the first of the Bakken, where we've had all of our, where all the income has been, you know, been generated, the engine of our prosperity the last 5 years, and it's also where we've had all the need in terms we've had to spend dollars, and so having somebody who's been there and lived it is going to be essential. I think it's high time we have someone from that part of the state that's in either the governor or lieutenant governor spot.
All right, and now Mark Kennedy, who's the incoming president of the University of North Dakota, himself there all weekend, spending time with Ed and Nancy Schaefer, Mark and his wife Debbie. What'd you think?
This is unbelievable. Sheer pandemonium. You know, we were very nervous when they got that one goal on us, went in the third period, just up 2-1, a little worried, but then phenomenal third period. The complete reversal from last game. But these guys really made us proud. Strong finish, a great win. 16 years, another championship. Number eight, we're on.
What do you think of UND fans?
I think UND fans are fabulous. So the band is great. We were right by the band. The fans cheering were phenomenal. The enthusiasm, the love they have for UND is really uplifting.
Now we're in April, and got a few months till we get till July, when you get the keys. So describe what's happening. Are you anxious to get started?
I'm very anxious to get started. I'm very pleased to be here with the Alumni Association and all the alumni, and just getting to be a part of this history. And everybody's wanted this moment for so long and have been perhaps not quite as satisfied with some of the last times they've been in the playoffs. But this really erases all that and gives us strong momentum for the future. So really going to help our team.
From the time you've been, named as the president it's not quite a month yet, obviously, but a lot of people know you're taking that job on. What kinds of things are you hearing back at GWU, back in the nation's capital? What are folks saying about and telling you about your new post?
Well, they're very excited, and I'm very excited, and the folks back in Minnesota and North Dakota that are our friends are extremely excited, because they know that this is a phenomenal university, really the best university in the region that we grew up, and we're looking forward to working with the faculty, with the students, with the alumni, with the staff to even make that a step up. And
Mark
this
Kennedy,
win here today gives everybody an enthusiasm
Dakota,
and optimism for the future that we're going to build
on. Mark?
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Fling into spring with Gate City Bank. Stop in April 11th through the 16th to open a totally free checking account, receive a free gift, and a free My School Spirit or My Card Creation debit card. Plus, with a Gate City Bank debit card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Join us April 15th for refreshments and special one-day offers. The Fling into Spring event at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
If you go to the website for S&S Motors, that's snsmotorsinc.com. They have little tabs you can click on to get a video tour or see additional pictures of lots of great-looking rigs. I was talking about the new Ford F-150 that is out right now, the 2014 Ford F-150 Platinum. They got it at $41,995, a great, great deal. That's a sharp-looking one for sure, but they've got them like an 03 for $18,995. A lot of selection there right now. Wide variety of cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, and crossovers, so put them to work. And S&S Motors, Watford City, started in 1946 by Arnie Bob Sanford and Lloyd Stevens. And so the strong, long history in Watford City. Looking for a particular vehicle, they'll find you for you. 701-444-2341. Rolling on with what's on your mind for a Monday. And one Monday a month, we get a chance to do a You Marry Monday. Catch up with Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary, and Jerome Richter. Jerome is the President of Public Affairs at the University of Mary. And we have them on our line right now to chat with today. Monsignor, nice to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much. And also Jerome Richter. Hello, Jerome.
Good morning, Scott. Thank you for having us with you.
I had the pleasure of being on campus for the visit of Bishop Robert Barron, and I'd love to have you two recap that event for our listeners here a little bit today. I know there was a vocation jamboree, so maybe we could explain a little bit about that, but also the message that Bishop Barron brought to the campus I thought was wonderful. And there were many wonderful things about what's that?
Wasn't it something, Scott? What was your experience like while he was here?
I was just going to say there are many wonderful things. It'd be hard for me to pick a highlight, but I wanted to tell listeners that I had a chance to meet your father, and that was a pleasure as well. Especially knowing that he was a good listener of this program, by golly.
He sure is. I'm sure he's on right now, and he's very happy to have been mentioned.
that was so fun. I mean, it was a wonderful, wonderful event. It really was. And
well,
you know,
to have Bishop Barron on our campus was a tremendous honor. You know, I had asked him for some time if he'd consider coming up. Bishop Robert Barron, who until recently was Father Robert Barron, is a priest of Chicago. Now he's one of the auxiliary bishops in Los Angeles. But he's really something because he's the second most followed religious figure in the world on social media next to Pope Francis. He has YouTube videos. He has weekly sermons that he does. And the way that he engages the culture, uses the new media to engage the culture in extraordinary ways is really something. And it's an amazing thing to watch. It's an amazing thing to watch this generation of young people respond to him, to his message of faith and hope. In the midst of a culture which is in need of a message like that, young people respond to him brilliantly. It's like a chapter from our recent history. Do you remember back in the 1950s, Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen had a program on television, and it said that you could walk through certain neighborhoods in this country on a summer night and listen and never miss a word of Bishop Sheen's presentation, because it would be coming from every house, you know, through the screen door, that you could hear everything. And he surpassed Milton Berle in the ratings. In the same way, Bishop Robert Barron has had a documentary, Catholicism, which he's had on public television nationwide. He's really touched a lot of people, Catholic and non-Catholic. And so I was very grateful to have him here.
You know, the thing that always struck me about Fulton Sheen, for folks that remember, I mean, that's such a great story. I've read his biography. I love the whole story. It's just incredible what he did and the amount of people that he touched. He did it with a chalkboard, right? I mean, it basically had a chalkboard, write some things down once in a while, otherwise would sit and talk into the camera. And Bishop Barron's not much more. It's the message. It's the meaning of what's being said. You don't need bells and whistles and all this Hollywood production to get people to watch things. That's pretty incredible to me. Is it to you?
It's the content. It's not about entertainment primarily. It's about the content. Bishop Barron, as Fulton Sheen before him, as any great communicator about the human person, is asking really deep questions, is asking the questions that people sit around and worry about all day long, whether they're thinking about it or not. What's my life for? Why am I here? What's God asking of me? What are the problems and the challenges that I face? How can I be happy? Those are the types of perennial questions which they're, you know, we've been thinking about these questions for thousands of years as a human race, and there are lots of provocative answers. And to be able to patch those together, instead of pretending, as we tend to do in the modern world, that we have to make it all up right now, that we have to recreate ourselves in this new age. Instead of that, to go back and to plumb the depths of what great women and men before us have thought and felt about these great questions, and to bring them to bear upon our present circumstances, that's something where you can do it with a chalkboard, or as Bishop Barron does, you can just sit in your library and somebody points a camera at you and you begin to talk.
And I'm curious, from the perspective of both of you, the impact on not only your students at the University of Mary, but, you know, students and non-students and everybody alike that actually are watching this. So we get there watching it, right? I mean, the numbers show that he's as popular as he is on social media. The whole world, this is the guy, right? And he comes to the campus of the University of Mary, and we'll talk about his viewpoint of the University of Mary in a moment, because I thought that was extraordinary as well. He was as complimentary of the University of Mary as you all were of him and what he's doing. But what's the impact of this? What is, because it ties to, I know, your curriculum and what you're trying to do there, is what will be the outcome, the product of his work?
Well, that's a very good question, Scott. This is Jerome talking. Bishop Barron, and just to give a little bit more background to the listeners, Bishop Robert Barron produced a series that was on the BBC, PBS, and all across. It was called the Catholicism Series. And Monsignor mentioned something very important at the beginning. This is not just for Catholics. It's to explain, in some ways, the Catholic faith, but it was for all people of good will and of good faith. And this is why Bishop Robert Barron is so popular, is he is not talking about the ins and outs and the specifics of this law or that law or this church thing. He's talking about life. He's talking about the things that all people are attracted to. Many of his followers that he has on social media are not even Christians. He wants to engage the culture. And he taught us that just the other night, and he taught our young people that it's about seeking what is beautiful and what is true. And when you have the beautiful and the true, the good will come out. And young people are attracted to this, Scott. I know it from my time teaching. I know it from my time here at the University of Mary. Young people want to live a good and honest and true life. And so they don't want to be pandered to. They want to be given the truth. They want to be able to sink their teeth into something. Sometimes you might have to be creative to get them to listen. But as soon as you start to speak to them honestly, wonderful things happen. And that is what was so revealing to me the night that Bishop Barron was here, is we had people from all walks of our region and the United States here, Catholics and non-Catholics, good, faithful Christians, kids that would consider themselves as, you know, I'm not a religious person, but I want to see this person. This person is intriguing to me. And so I think more than anything, to answer your question, Scott, what is the fruits of Bishop Barron's work? That there's a conversation going on. There's a dialogue. There is now a place to where we can start to have these discussions with the young people of what is good and true and beautiful.
And it's important work. Hold on a sec. We'll take a break. Come back with more. One of the few people, when I say to the, you know, kids at home, hey, I need to go to be out of town for something, and they say what? They, in this case, they said Bishop Barron. Oh, can I go? That's cool. More coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using Mobile Check Deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Senator John Hoeven tomorrow on the danger he sees from even a vote on President Obama's Supreme Court nominee. You don't want to miss that. This Do Your Job campaign is not sitting with him well, especially because of what it means in North Dakota. So we'll talk about that. We also have the police chiefs of both Bismarck and Fargo tomorrow on the program. The top cops, David Todd, the chief in Fargo, and of course, Dan Donald in Bismarck. I tell you, there is a lot. You just open a newspaper, and you don't need to know that those two have their hands full with a lot going on right now. So we look forward to breaking that down a little bit for you and giving an update on where things are at, and encourage your calls, questions, and comments. Brought to you in part today by our friends at B-Mobile. Many of you have already done business with the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. Thank you for taking our advice. And, of course, Verizon's the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Maybe you're not on the largest, most reliable network. Maybe you're stuck in a contract or a device agreement. Maybe you left Verizon and realized the other guy's network just doesn't live up to the hype. Whatever the reason, right now, you can come home to Verizon at B-Mobile and they'll pay your fees to switch. Up to $650 when you switch to Verizon at B-Mobile. So just call or visit a B-Mobile location. Location near you, bmobile.com, or they're in Fargo, Bismarck. They're in Grand Forks, Minot. They're in Williston. They're in Jamestown. They're in Valley City, Wahpeton, Devil's Lake, Bodno. You're going to find one near you. In Minnesota, Bemidji, Thief River, Detroit Lakes, bmobile.com. Bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at Bmobile, your Verizon Wireless premium retailer. We're chatting on a You Marry Monday today with our guest president, James Shea. Monsignor Shea is president of the University of Maryland, vice president for public affairs. Jerome Richter, get a chance to do this once a month, and we enjoy it very much. So we were talking about the visit of Bishop Robert Barron, who is number one in the world in the new media participation. In other words, folks that actually are seeing what his what he's doing in his work and the folks he's impacting, pretty incredible, what he's, especially when you're mentioned in the same breath as Fulton Sheen. And I mentioned earlier that part of his visit had to do with a vocation jamboree. What exactly is that? It was fun to see all the excitement surrounded around it, but for folks that were not there, Monsignor, what is that?
Well, I'd love to answer that question for you, Scott, because we were unbelievably proud of our campus on that day. So vocations jamboree is something, you know, so things are happening at the University of Mary. The student body is growing, and we're getting a great reputation as being sort of a national epicenter of a place where there are young men and women who are very serious about their lives and who are generous of heart. In other words, who aren't just in it for themselves, but who are always and constantly thinking, what can I do to make a difference in the world? How can I serve better? How can my life have meaning? And what's God asking me? What's God asking of my life? Why did he create me? And what can I do to fulfill that plan and that dream, not just that I have, but that he has for my life as well? And so starting a few years ago, we began to get visits from religious orders all throughout the country who would come here trying to speak to our students, wanting to engage them, because, you know, as you might imagine, there are religious orders all over this country. All of them are looking for new members. In other words, and so they're trying to connect with young men and women who might be open to the idea of spending their whole lives in service to God. In addition to that, we have a vibrant culture of service here at the University of Mary. Of course, since even long before my time in the tenure of Sister Thomas Welder, we've been talking about servant leadership and the importance of service, the importance of servant leadership. And so we get our students engaged and plugged in to sort of service activities. Of course, we have an annual day of service here where we call off classes, and the whole campus community, students, faculty, and staff go out into the cities of Bismarck, Mandan, and serve in various ways and try and sort of build up our community. But then there are students as well who think to themselves, you know, when I get out of college, or even midway through my college time, I want to take a year, I want to take a couple years, and I want to serve. I want to serve the poor, or I want to teach, or I want to do this or that. I want to really make a difference in my life. And so there are service organizations as well, evangelization organizations, organizations that go to college campuses and share faith with others, both Catholic and Protestant. And so what we decided to do is, rather than have that happen sort of piecemeal all through the year, I said, why don't we have a day in which we really celebrate that, and in which we create a culture of vocation here on our campus. Vocation comes from the Latin word vocatus, which means having been called. And each of us in our lives has a calling. Some, we have multiple callings, but the Lord is always speaking into our lives and calling us to be generous and to serve. And so what we did is we sent out a letter and invited all these religious communities and service organizations to come and to represent themselves here and to set up booths in our field house and to introduce themselves, to take a couple minutes and get behind a microphone and introduce themselves to our students. We thought we'd just get a tiny little handful. I got to tell you, we had 54 religious orders come, and they came from all over the country. They came from California. They came from New York. They came from Louisiana. They came from Nevada. They came from all over the country to our campus, 54 religious orders who came, and there were Benedictines and Franciscans and Dominicans and new orders that have only been founded in the last 20 years of men and women religious. And then in addition to that, you know, we had groups like the Fellowship of Catholic University Students, Campus Crusade for Christ, Young Life. We had all sorts of different, Christ in the City, which is an organization for the homeless that the university partners with in Denver, St. Paul Outreach, which is headquartered in St. Paul, Minnesota, for ministry to college students. And all of these different organizations came in and spent time with our students. And I have to say, I'm very proud of a couple things, Scott. Number one, I'm proud of our students at the university. I'm proud that they would take that time to respond so beautifully, to those who came to talk to them. In other words, we took a look into the vocations fair as part of the jamboree where all the booths were set up, and there was constant traffic, all sorts of students going through, sort of quizzing these religious orders, these service organizations, wanting to know more about it. So I'm proud of them. I'm also deeply gratified by the response of the organizations that came to our campus, because here's what they said to a person whenever they saw me or one of the other associates or employees or people up here at the University of Mary. They said, we can't believe this place. We can't believe it. It's amazing. We wish that the whole world would know about what's happening at the University of Mary, the high quality, the caliber of the student, but also the tremendous generosity. And I got to tell you, Scott, I believe that it's the convergence of a number of different things. It's the native goodness of North Dakota married to a strong commitment to faith. And when you put those things together, when you put the strength, the very best of North Dakota values together with a commitment to faith and ethics and right living and service and leadership, when you put all of those things together, it's an extraordinary combination. And those of us who work here at the University of Mary get to experience this, which is sort of the height and the depth of our mission all the time. But for people from all over the country, from the Bronx, for heaven's sakes, to come out and to say, this place is amazing, you know, for them to say that, that's deeply gratifying. And it's gratifying in part because in all humility, we have to admit that it's true. We have extraordinary students. They're really breathtaking in their generosity and in the way that they think about their lives, especially when you consider that every cultural pressure pushes them away from that and tries to get them to live just for themselves. But our students won't do it. They want to live for others.
That's what's so amazing, because I think that's why doing what you're doing is gaining in popularity. And as you say, you know, you have so many accolades, you have to acknowledge that. Even Bishop Barron himself talking about, you know, the culture is going exactly the opposite way that the University of Mary's reputation is going. And, you know, one begets the other. And thankfully, I think that people are so thankful that that's there.
You know, wasn't that something, Scott? You were at that sort of smaller dinner that took place between the Mass and the large public event where we had a few thousand people. You were at that sort of small dinner, and Bishop Barron got up and he talked about the culture. He talked about all the things that are happening, that there's so much anxiety in the air. You know what I mean? People are concerned about the international situation. You talk about the attacks of ISIS. People have all sorts of concerns about the political situation abroad and in this country when we talk about the presidential race and all those things. And he got up and he spoke about some of the philosophical roots of what's happening right now and what he sees. And he says, but there's hope. There's hope. And what's one of the things that you personally can do to help address this? And I couldn't believe it. I almost fell out of my chair. He said, you can support this place. You remember that, Scott?
I do. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I think people are looking for it. They have the angst. They have the churn. They want to channel that to something. And he did. And I know that's what Vision 2030 is all about, is getting other people a part of that and that mission. Give us a quick update on how we're doing on that, gentlemen.
Well, Scott, things are going well, and I'm glad that you bring it up. So Vision 2030, right, is a 15-year strategic plan that we put into place about 1 year ago. It's a capital campaign, but it's much more than just a capital campaign, Scott. It is this strategic plan so that we, in the year 2030, are where we need to be, where we're called to be, where we have the duty to be. We believe that we're very blessed here in North Dakota on a number of levels. We believe that we're blessed with our heritage, with the mission, and the tradition that the sisters that founded and sponsor us have given us. And so it is our duty to move that forward and to be ready to serve this region and beyond into the future. And so in the year 2030, the University of Mary is the place that it's called to be, just like Monsignor was talking about to our young people. Young people are called to give and to be selfless and to further civilization and a culture. Well, what place does most of that but a university, higher education? And so we at the University of Mary very much also feel called to serve in this way and to serve at a time when we know that North Dakota is at an inflection point of where is it going into the future? And we want to be there to serve and to bring those solid, grounded values to the state and to the region.
And I want to say, Scott, that that's our heritage. That's what we were born from. When you think about the sisters, talk about vocation. When you think about the Benedictine sisters who founded Mary College in 1959, they had come to Dakota Territory in 1878. Four of them took the train as far as it would go. There wasn't even a bridge over the Missouri at that time. They got off the train, and the next morning they opened a school. Within a couple of years, they had opened the only major hospital between Minneapolis and Seattle. And so that's in our DNA out here, that type of generosity, that type of heroism, and that type of commitment that if the Lord wants something done, he's going to provide the resources to make sure that it happens. Now, he provides the resources through partnership with others, through people who believe in us and who say, you know what, that place is doing great things, and I'm going to support it. I want to be a part of it. I want to help move the ball forward for all the vision and for the dreams that are taking place there. You saw, I imagine, that the Sisters of Annunciation Monastery, who founded the University of Mary, who sponsor us, and who were co-sponsors with the University of the Vocations Jamboree, that this past weekend they elected a new prioress. Sister Nancy Miller, who for eight beautiful years, has served really well.
Hold that thought, if you would, Monsignor. Hang tight. We'll finish this on the other side of a break, coming up on a hard break. Oh, go away, folks.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This Safety Minute features Peter Pomonas talking about how you can take personal responsibility for reducing alcohol-related crashes and fatalities.
people need to understand what they're drinking so they can make that right decision, especially when it comes to driving home after being at an establishment. For instance, a 16-ounce craft beer is actually two drinks, or Long Island tea is equivalent to 3 to 5 drinks. Margarita, 2 to 3 drinks. The only thing your body needs to recover and sober up is time. So depending on your weight, it takes about 3 hours to eliminate every 2 drinks consumed. The bottom line is people need to know their limits and have a plan. Get a designated driver, plan to take a cab, and just think ahead.
For more tips on responsible alcohol consumption, visit the NDSC's Responsible Beverage Server webpage at ndsc.org/RBS.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings. Always, my personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. 4 items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about 2 delicious cookies? 4 items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Brought to you part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. That's right. What does that mean? Well, they connect North Dakota's energy fields with North Dakota's corn fields. Can't go wrong there, can you? That's right. Oil fields, farm fields go together, and you're in business. They also have the great 4 for $4 deal, the 4 items. For $4, the hot stuff for pan pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies. 4 items for $4 all day, every day at a PetroServe USA location near you. Fargo and Bismarck police chiefs tomorrow. Dan Donlan, the chief of the Bismarck Police Department, Dave Todd, the chief of the Fargo Police Department, together on any and all questions. It's a talk radio town hall with the top cops. Tomorrow, also Senator John Hoban will be on the program. And we are efforting an interview with some folks related to the presidential race and all these rules and things that are happening, and try and connect that to North Dakota. Are the rules here different than they are elsewhere? A lot of questions in our first hour about what happened in Colorado with the Trump votes. The Trump delegates getting, the Trump votes in the caucus getting nixed at the delegate process. So, and getting a lot of texts and questions on that today. So we'll deal with all of that. Wrap it up with you, Mary, Monday on the program. Love our conversations with Monsignor James Shea, the president of the University of Mary. James Richard, vice president for public affairs at the University of Mary. So before the break, Monsignor, you were telling us about a new prioress at UMary.
Yeah, I know we were talking about our vocations jamboree and talking about how the University of Mary was born out of a generous commitment, a response to the call of God. And I was talking about our sisters who this past weekend elected a new prioress. And so the prioress in the rule of Benedict is the person who leads and who serves the community in that position of leadership. Sister Nancy Miller has been the prioress for 8 years. They serve 4-year terms. And then Sister Nicole Kunze was just elected. Sister Nicole has taught for about a decade now at the University of Mary as a chemistry teacher. She has a doctorate in chemistry, and she's a proud daughter of Valley City. She's from Valley City, North Dakota. And so I just put out a request for prayers for Sister Nicole as she assumes this mantle of leadership. Of course, the sisters sponsor the University of Mary. They also sponsor CHI St. Alexius Medical Center and Garrison Hospital. And so it's a big responsibility for Sister.
By the way, this goes back to kind of the bigger picture on Catholicism and the Bishop Barron series and, teaching different things. I wonder how many people recognize the history the church has in healthcare and in education, right? I mean, this is something that I don't think is top of mind for most folks, but there's a rich history there of forming the university system and ultimately of healthcare when you just couldn't go to a hospital.
Massive numbers of hospital beds in this country. I heard a statistic once, maybe 1 in 10 are Catholic beds in Catholic hospitals. And there are large regions of this country, even today, who are served primarily or singularly by Catholic hospitals or clinics. And then, of course, we have the largest private education system in the world here in this country in Catholic elementary schools, high schools, and colleges. There's no country like it in the world in terms of private faith-based education. It's the top in terms of the breadth of service, in terms of graduates, in terms of students. It's the top in the world in terms of private faith-based education right here in this country served by the Catholic Church. So it's a proud heritage. And our sisters are a fundamental part of that.
Only about 90 seconds left, but I did want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned earlier, Jerome, Vision 2030 and kind of the goal here. I was on campus. There's a lot happening up there. When you reach your goal, what will this university look like? What will the mission be like? And talk a little bit about what the ultimate goals of Vision 2030 are.
Well, ultimately, the goal is that we are able to serve better. We're here to serve, to produce servant leaders, leaders with virtue and goodness within them. What's it going to look like? That's for only God to know at the moment. But what our hope is that we'll have a more vibrant campus with more students and more amenities to serve them. For example, Scott, you talked about things that you saw as you were here. We have a new residence hall that just went up, 276 beds, because we are growing. More and more kids want to be on campus. We have more and more kids coming to us from out of state, and so we needed to provide an opportunity for them to live here. Also, you saw going up a new field house, an NCAA Division II field house, that we can host national events, we can do all kinds of different things, a wellness center for our students, for our faculty, for our staff. And then this May, early this May, we will break ground on a state-of-the-art campus center, which will provide all kinds of services to our students, 24/7 dining. We will have the bookstore, a C-store, the Hall of Fame in there, living rooms for the students, a coffee shop, all of these different things. And then also for the public, that when they come out here, they can experience the heart of the campus and see our students, see the vibrancy of what is taking place.
All right, fascinating. Well, gentlemen, thanks as always for a wonderful update on how things are happening. Congratulations again on attracting someone who is well known on the international stage to campus in Bismarck, and look forward to continuing to watch the fruits of your labor in Vision 2030. Thanks, James. So thank you both very much.
Thanks a lot. God bless you, Scott.
Monsignor James Shape, president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, the VP, on What's on Your Mind. And we are plumb out of time. Jim and Argyle called in to ask a question of the of Monsignor, but unfortunately it just came now. We don't have time. We're out of time, Jim. Try next time. Love to get you an answer. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right. A legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.